This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Prosecutors in the Derek Chauvin trial acknowledged how the murder of George Floyd at the hands of the former Minneapolis officer triggered a worldwide movement and raised awareness. But as AP's Jackie Quinn reports, there are those who say there's still more that needs to be done.
After former officer Derek Chauvin was found guilty,
we are able to breathe again.
George Floyd's brother, Philonis Floyd, outside the courthouse, says this black man's killing was different than others because it was caught on camera. Other family members celebrated in Houston, as heard on KTRK-TV. Back in Minneapolis, the Reverend Al Sharpton says there's more work to do.
We still have cases to fight. But this gives us the energy to fight on.
At George Floyd Square in Minneapolis, as images of Derek Chauvin being handcuffed and led away played out on TVs, President Biden addressed the historic case.
It was a murder in the full light of day, and it ripped the blinders off.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
And the judge in the trial gave an 8-week timeline for when Chauvin would be sentenced. He denied bail, and Chauvin was taken into custody immediately after the guilty verdicts were read. U.S. State Department spokesman Ed Price said on Tuesday that Washington wants to see a transition in Chad that is consistent with its constitution after the death of the president, Idris Deby, Monday. His son has been named interim president by a transitional council of military officers. There's still lots of mystery surrounding Deby's death. The military only says that he was killed while battling rebels in the north, but circumstances of his death remain murky. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. is set to meet President Joe Biden's latest vaccine goal of administering 200 million COVID-19 shots in his first 100 days in office as the White House steps up its efforts to inoculate the rest of the public. With more than 50% of adults at least partially vaccinated, Biden on Wednesday is reflecting on his efforts to expand vaccine distribution and access in his first 3 months in the White House. But with all 16 and older now eligible for shots, the president is expected to outline his administration's plan to drive up the vaccination rate even further. Europe's drug regulator said Tuesday that it had found a possible link between Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine and rare blood clotting issues in adults who had received the shot in the United States. The European Medicines Agency said its safety committee concluded that a warning about unusual blood clots with low blood platelets should be added to the vaccine's labels. The EMA found that all instances had occurred in adults under 60 years, mostly women, within 3 weeks of vaccination, adding that all available evidence, including 8 reports of cases in the U.S., were part of its assessment. Israel is planning a second round of COVID-19 vaccination in 6 months' time, by which point it expects children to be approved by health regulators to receive jabs, according to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Around 81% of Israeli citizens or residents over 16, the age group eligible for the Pfizer vaccine in Israel, have received both doses in one of the world's fastest rollouts. The governor of the U.S. state of Arizona is sending National Guard troops to the southern border. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is deploying 250 National Guard troops to the state's southern border with Mexico. Ducey, a Republican, has been critical of President Joe Biden's immigration policies. According to Ducey's announcement, Guard members will help with medical operations at detention centers, install and maintain border cameras, and analyze satellite imagery for current smuggling trends. Last month, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who is also a Republican, sent about 500 members of his state's National Guard to the border. I'm Mike Gracia.
And more than 30 South Korean college students shaved their heads Tuesday to protest Japan's decision to release water from its crippled Fukushima nuclear plant in the sea. The protesters chanted and held placards in front of Tokyo's embassy in Seoul. With a local ban on gatherings larger than 10 people, police periodically disperse crowds. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.